Hello and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thank you for checking out this Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty. It's Monday, June 14th, and the Texans started day one of a three-day minicamp. That meant the rookies were getting a lot of reps, and afterwards, head coach Gary Kubiak discussed just what he saw from those youngsters.
What's your goal on these 3 days here?
Well, I just told these players, we've got probably, I don't know, Bob, five or six probably big decisions to make before we go to training camp as far as finalizing our 88 and what we do. So we've got some situations with our team. We wanted to look at some new players. We had seven new faces out here. And, then we'll probably make a few cuts toward the end of the week and set our roster and go. So trying to catch up these young guys more than anything, but also trying to make those last few decisions.
What can they show you when they're out here amongst themselves without the vets?
Well, we're very simple, so we go back and there shouldn't be any problem mentally. We're just really trying to look at their skill level and what they can do and how they practice. And, those guys separate themselves when they practice against each other, whether they're showing you they could do it or some of them showing you that they can't. So just want 3 days of competition with just the young players.
Gary, can you tell us how important it is for the rookies to get that one-on-one without the other guys here, where they get that?
It's been very good. Like our meetings today, we extended our meetings to 2 hours and just went back and watched all our OTA film. And, those guys will ask more questions. Like I noticed in meetings this morning, a lot more input from players. When they're around those vets, they tend to clam up a little bit. So just trying to get them comfortable, because the way they make the team is they got to beat somebody out or prove to those guys they can help them win. So just trying to get them as comfortable as we can before July.
Ben take catching up?
Yeah, he's been better. He had the 3 days last week, looked really good, I thought, the first day. Conditioning-wise, I thought he dropped off a little bit, but he needs this more than anybody, and he probably got as much work as anybody today. Well, I think Earl, first off, he's an effort player. He's all about going to the ball and working hard. I think Earl's going to be part of our rotation if he continues what he's doing in pads and what he's done throughout these OTAs. So for him to become part of our rotation, then that's pushing somebody's job. So makes it very competitive with that group.
What about Dickerson?
Dickerson, Bob, I've liked what I've seen. His condition level is not good enough to play at our level right now. I don't think that's his fault. We're trying to catch him up. He's got to lose about 9-10 pounds and just get to where he can run all day. And it's such an adjustment for some of those guys coming to this heat. He has struggled with it. Earl has struggled with it. But I've seen some improvement in Earl. Dick's going to have to improve from here until camp.
How did he jump off? How did he get on your radar?
With Dickerson?
Yeah.
Really just athletically, Richard, at the combine. I think he verticaled 43 and a half, and he ran a 4.38. Just athletic skill. I knew some guys that coached him up in college. I knew Kavanaugh, who had him a few years ago, and Phil Bennett, who's up there, and, of course, Wanstead. And they loved the kid, and were never able to find him a home there as far as where he played. And so, there's a risk there, but the athlete's not a risk. He's very athletic.
Do you think a guy like that can contribute on special teams?
Yeah. Well, I think that's what he has to do right now. He's got to prove that he can help us out there. And if he was a fifth receiver on game day or a sixth, you can suit six guys if they're all playing special teams. So I think that's his number one priority, doing it for Joe right now.
Did you tell him, do what 80 does?
I told him to follow him around, he's got that big body like Andre. He's got a little stiffness and that we got to work through. And I think that comes from just not playing the position for a long time. But, it's been hard on the kid. Linebacker, fullback, tight end, wide receiver. So hopefully we'll settle him down and now he's the best he can be.
This is off topic a little bit. Can you see A&M and Texas not in the same conference?
I've been hit with that one the last few days. I'm going to continue to stay away from that one because I hope they play every year. I don't know what's going on. I know they'll do what's best for both schools. I sure hope Thanksgiving Day we all get to sit down and watch them for a long time to come.
But how odd would that be? You were in the midst of that. You know how important the rivalry is for guys who played it and the fans or whatever. For them to go their separate ways. Just the fact that it could happen.
I really don't know enough about it to give an opinion one way or the other. I'm sure it's very complex and it'll work itself out, but I hope we get to watch them.
Shelly Smith talked about meeting you a couple times when he was in college and considering the what ifs of possibly being one of your players. Did you see any potential from him?
Oh yeah, he's very, very athletic young man. He's got all the tools you're looking for. he's in a very competitive situation because of us going out and getting Wade Smith and Stuttered really coming on as a player, Brazil coming back. So he's in the mix of a very, very tough battle. But, you know, I know a lot about him. I know what he stands for, and I know what I'm going to get. So, and I think he's going to play in this league a long time.
He talked about having a problem today, mentally staying focused and not thinking too much about his mistakes.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what these 3 days are for, okay? You know, they kind of have a built-in excuse in OTAs. Golly, there's so much, coach, you know. Well, there's no excuse these 3 days. We're not doing much at all. It's very simple, and we just want to see them, some of their athletic ability take over. So look forward to getting in there and seeing how we did today.
Also talking after practice was defensive tackle Earl Mitchell, the third-round pick and native Houstonian. He's progressing nicely and talked about that and more with the press afterwards on Monday.
It's a big difference. A lot of guys aren't out here, so we have to just show our own work ethic, and we just have to come out here and just work hard and do what we know.
Being signed, sealed, and delivered, I guess that feels good that you're all signed up for next year.
Yeah, it feels real good. I get to focus on football now, and that's my main focus, and I'm excited to just be here and just be all aboard about what we're doing and our goals we're trying to reach.
Are there times you pinch yourself saying, I can't believe I'm playing, right here in my hometown?
Every day. Every time I wake up, every time I see my family, every time I... Everything that I do, I can't believe that I'm here. So it's a blessing, and it's just a privilege just to play in the NFL. So everything's been good.
Earl, what do the coaches tell you are the main things that you have to transition into from a college player to a pro player? What's on your list?
Just the speed of the game. You know, I'm just learning every aspect of the game, and I'm still learning. It's been a new position for me, so I'm still just gonna just continue to just progress as each game continues and as the season goes.
Anything intimidating?
I mean, just being here, it can be intimidating, but all you can do is just work hard and just come out here and just prove yourself every day.
And did the other players try to intimidate you, any of the veterans?
Just a little things. They just try to get you with just carrying the playbook around and carrying the helmets and stuff like that. Nothing too big, though. I mean, all you can do is just work and just stay out of their way, so talk less. Work.
On the field, if you make a mistake, do any of the veterans say, "Oh, really good play, Rook"?
Yeah. I mean, they're gonna do whatever they can, but it's just it's all good fun, and it's just a part of the process. So just keep working. That's all you can do, and just keep hitting the playbook if you do make those mistakes.
We appreciate you checking out this Texans Today podcast. I want you to stay right here at HoustonTexans.com to learn more about your favorite football team. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.